Sports Investors, how are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Famelo Ball, a.k.a. Trill Belichick, a.k.a. Hurricane. But you could call me Slurricane. And today is Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. It is about 8:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 5:45 a.m. Pacific Time and about quarter till 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local or even the National Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, which is www.gamblersanonymous.org, all right? And they can help you, and hopefully they can help you with any problems you may have, all right? But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. As you were Monday. Okay, Monday, the last time we came out, 3-2. Okay, 2 we lost. We took, from the NFL, we took Justin Jefferson of the Vikings to get us a touchdown, an anytime touchdown, and he did not. And we also took Jalen Hurts, the Philadelphia quarterback, to throw over 1.5 total touchdowns, and he did not. Okay, he threw one and ran for 2. Okay, but the 3 we won, we had... Ooh, what is that? Okay, pardon me. The 3 we won were in baseball. We had Ronald Acuna Jr. over 1.5 total bases. He had a double in like the 7th or something like that, 6th or 7th. We also had the Dodgers. We also had the Braves to go to win by 2. They won. We had the Braves minus 2. They won pretty handily, like 7-2, something like that. And we also had the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw going against the Diamondbacks' Merrill Kelly. We had that game going under 8.5 runs. The total was 7.5. He teased it up to 8.5, and it won anyway. The final was a 5-2 Dodgers, all right? But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got 3 for you today, one from baseball, one from college football, one from the NFL, all right? So let's get started on the diamond. We're going to head out to the mid-Atlantic in Baltimore, where the Houston Astros, led by coach, manager Dusty Baker, going against the Baltimore Orioles, okay? Justin Verlander, who will, no doubt, and, you know, like I said, some people say he's better than Kershaw. A lot of people think that. I have no problem arguing either way. But they're both going to be living in Cooperstown, New York, in the next 10 years. Okay, Hall of Famers. Justin Verlander won the MVP 2010. Okay, the league MVP, not just Cy Young, the league MVP. You know, like I told you, Kershaw did it in 14. Justin Verlander did it in 2010. All right? This year, he's 17-3, 1.78 ERA, .83 whip. Probably going to win the damn Cy Young this year. I don't know how many total he's got, but he's going to probably add another one this year for the American League. All right? And he's going against Kyle Bradish of the Orioles, who is, pardon me, 3-7 with a 5.05 ERA, 1.45 whip. Okay? Everything about that says he is not having a good year and will probably get raked by this first-place team. Okay? You know that ERA is high. That whip, 1.45, that's high. That's high and trending toward astronomical. Pardon the pun, because they're playing the Astros. Okay? Probably why I stuttered, because I was thinking of that as I was saying it. Like, wow, you know, because you guys know I just go off the cuff. Okay? It's no script. I just go off the cuff. You know, do my... research, and then just rap. Just start to come out here and start rapping. All right? And don't forget that the Astros are going for win 100 tonight. You know, it's 7 o'clock there in Baltimore. The Astros are going for win 100. They're going to get it. We're going to take them minus 1 for minus 143 odds. All right? Astros minus 1 for minus 143 odds. Now, college football, we've got the West Virginia Mountaineers going to take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. You know, another in-state game. West Virginia comes in 1-2. They've only beaten Towson State, Maryland. You know, that's near them. And West Virginia, I mean, but they've been rumbling. I mean, they had Kansas. I think Kansas beat them by a couple scores. And Pitt, you know, you know about that game on the last play of the game. But West Virginia didn't do that replay. They didn't replay the touchdown. Or the catch, rather. But nonetheless, West Virginia still has a hell of a running game. 5.3 running game, or five, I'm sorry. 5.6 yards per carry. They only give up 3.4. Okay, and they pass for 295. And they'll allow 208. And I'm not even really concerned with that because Virginia Tech, they have no running game to speak of. They run for 3.3 yards a carry. You know, now granted, they'll give it up a little bit, or they prevent a little. They give up less than that, like right around 3.1, less than 3. But they haven't really played any real heat necessarily either. They lost to Old Dominion, who's a new Division I FBS team. And then the other two teams, they ain't done nothing. Virginia Tech. So we're going to take West Virginia. They're favored by 2.5 on the road. We're going to take them on the money line for minus 134. But I also like the over on this game. I really like the over of 48.5. The total on that one is actually 50.5. I brought it back to 48.5 for minus 134 odds, all right? So both of those. So there's going to be a total of four on this one. West Virginia on the money line and the over of 48.5, all right? And then from the NFL, okay, we got old acquaintances renewed in Cleveland as the Browns host the Steelers, okay? Like I said, as far as the NFL, still a little early to really glean anything from the stats or a lot from the stats, but we do know this. We've known this for quite a while. Mitchell Trubisky, the Pittsburgh quarterback, he ain't that strong. You know, I'm not going to say they missed on the signing. I think Pittsburgh's coach will eventually get him right, but right now he's not that strong. Okay, but their defense is. You know, Minkah Fitzpatrick looking to be defensive player of the year already. Okay, but the Browns' defense is just as good. And they've got some heat over there with Myles Garrett. Okay, and there's bad blood in this game between, you know, that helmet situation still kind of too new to be, you know what I'm saying? That helmet situation still kind of too new. Well, you know, remember Myles Garrett cracked Mason Rudolph? Yeah, that stuff, yeah. You know, so there's still a little bad blood in this game. And Cleveland's got a hell of a running back, Nick Chubb, top five running back in the league right now. I'd say it's him, Henry, and McCaffrey. Okay, and you take them whatever order you want. Then you got Dalvin Cook in there somewhere. You know? So, yeah, we're going to take this game. The total on it is 38.5. We're going to sell that hook. Make it 39 and go under. All right? Make it 39 and go under. And that is minus 120 odds. All right? So, let's recap. Baseball, Houston at Baltimore. We're taking the Astros minus one against Baltimore. College football, we got two from college football, all from the same game, okay? West Virginia on the money line for minus 143, and the over of 148, and the over... I'm sorry, in the over of 48.5 for minus 134, okay? And then the last one, NFL, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. We're going to take that game to go under 39 total points, all right, for minus 120 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. I know we're a little late today, a little couple hours late, and I apologize. But, like I said, let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. But before we do that, let's hook up on social media. Let's hook up on social media if you're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein. BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at Fame_Rothstein. FAME_Rothstein. Don't forget my backup page where we pay homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BettingPublic. Don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the following two YouTube pages. The first one, the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay? Same as the backup email address, BettingPublic. And don't forget this one, our game show. And the channel is BCDK_OH_GAME. Okay, BCDK_OH_game, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. Let's have an EFP day. You know what it means. Every unging pick, all right? EFP day, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.